A deadly strain of avian flu, also known as bird flu, has led to the deaths or slaughter of tens of millions of poultry and has spread from Asia to Europe through migratory birds. The virus is blamed for the deaths of about 60 people, mostly in Asia, but health experts warn that it could spark a pandemic if it mutates into a form that can spread easily among humans. WHO official Michael Ryan says he believes it will take at least another 6 months to a year to ensure that there are adequate and responsive surveillance systems in developing countries.
The reality is that in many countries, surveillance systems are weak. We need to know when this pandemic virus emerges, and we need to know quickly. We need to know to give the rest of the world lead time. We need to know so we can get the virus itself to start producing the vaccine.
Mr. Ryan told the NBC television program Meet the Press that with enough early warning and very rapid response, there is a small possibility of, in his words, throwing a fire blanket on the virus that would smother it and keep it from spreading.
Well, there is some evidence, and again, there are great uncertainties here, but there is some evidence that if we were to detect the emergence of the pandemic strain early enough, some models suggest that with the application of social distancing or quarantine-like measures and the rapid distribution of antivirals in that population, we may be able to significantly slow down or even stop the emergence of a pandemic strain.
The possibility that a pandemic will definitely occur is a topic for debate. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, acknowledged that it is not inevitable that the current H5N1 strain of bird flu will mutate into a virus that easily transmits from human to human. But he said it is still important to be prepared.
We can't put a number on how probable that's going to be. Likely, it's a low probability. But when you're dealing with preparing for something in which the consequences are unimaginable, you must assume, A, the worst-case scenario, and B, that it's going to happen.
The WHO's Dr. Ryan urged governments not to balk at what he described as the large investment they will have to make for a global health surveillance system, which could be used for other deadly viruses as well.
But the benefits of such an investment, even if the pandemic does not come, the benefit is we will have a stronger public health system to pick up the next SARS, to pick up the next Ebola, the next Marburg, or the next West Nile.
He said the possibility of an avian flu pandemic is serving as a warning to the world that, in terms of global health security, it is vulnerable. This, he added, is why he is calling for better developed global systems to detect and contain new viruses. Stephanie Hovioi News, Washington.